Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Today, we're jumping into a new series, but before we do, I want to thank all of you, those of you that have really seized this opportunity during this season to minister and to love people so well. I hear stories again of small groups caring for one another, of people doing great things within the city, even our church and our team Calvary volunteering and helping with the City Dream Center, with Surrey Urban Mission, with Night Shift Ministries. I love the fact that even in this time of need, that we as a church are still ministering to people. I also want to thank those of you that are spreading the news about online church and inviting your friends and your family to come, as well as inviting those that you know to come and to be a part of our small groups, which continue throughout the summer. Now, some of you are getting together in parks and doing everything with the proper social distancing, but it's good to see people again. I think it's really encouraging. And I think it's important to realize that during all of this time, God is still at work. And that's what encourages me more than anything. And so today we're going to start a brand new series called Moving Forward, as we step into what's coming next. And today my message is called Resilience for the Restart. And I'd like to start by looking at some wisdom found in the book of Proverbs. So if you have your Bible, please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 5 and 6 together. Proverbs says this: "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding." You know, I think we can all identify with leaning on our own understanding from time to time. And it doesn't always have the desired results that we're believing for. Verse 6 says, "Seek his will in all you do." Seek his plan. Seek his purpose. Seek his design for your lives as you move them forward. And he, the Bible says, will show you which path or which direction to take. God is always moving forward. His very essence is defined by resurrection and new beginnings. And as Christ followers, our lives should be defined by a deep desire to move into new ways of living through the Holy Spirit. You can't move forward when you're always looking back. You know, I first learned this lesson very clearly after we got married. Susan and I went on one of our first holidays together, and we went to the Dominican Republic. And I remember we had an afternoon where we were going to rent a little scooter and go into one of the villages. I still remember scooter guy. This guy who sat us down very seriously, taking his job serious, give us a crash course, literally, on how to drive this scooter around the island. And so he said, you know, 95% of the accidents, of the crashes that take place by tourists who rent these scooters, are all because as they drive down the road, they keep looking back. Now, obviously, you got to look to the left, you got to look to the right. But he said, most people want to see what's behind them all the time. And then suddenly they find themselves crashing into another scooter or a tree or a car. And so he says, whatever you do as you drive this scooter, and you drive through the little towns, don't look back. Don't look back. I still remember hearing his words in my mind. You see, we don't live our lives by always looking back or looking in the rearview mirror. I want to encourage you to live with expectation for the future, for what's next, for what God has for you as we move forward. You see, this is a life of faith. We sometimes experience success, and sometimes we experience failure. So we rise and we fall, we suffer and we recover. We all experience loss and pain from time to time, but then after having pursued and endured, we can fulfill our God-given destiny. God is always moving forward. So let's not just strive to return to normal. Let's return to a new beginning, to a brand new chapter filled with possibility. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old." So don't keep looking in the rearview mirror. "Behold, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs forth." Listen, I believe some of you today that are here in this service need that word. God is doing something new in you. And as you move past the challenges that you're in, or the challenges that we're all facing, it's going to spring forth this new chapter, this new possibility. Because God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing." That new thing will spring forth in your life. Do you not perceive it? "I will make a way." God always makes a way. When it looks like chaos, when it looks like confusion, God will always make a way. He says, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." In places where you don't expect that kind of provision, God will make a way. God wants you to experience continual restarts and rebirths and redefinitions. And he literally wants you and I to rebrand our lives in his image. He never intended for your life to be empty or for it to be boring. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy." That's the enemy's mission statement right there. But what is the heart of God? This is the heart of God. "I have come that you would have life." But he didn't stop there. He didn't just say, "I've come to give you life." He says, "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." You see, that's the third important component to our Calvary mission statement: loving God, loving people, loving life. Experiencing new life in Christ and living it to the full. Doing everything that God has called us to, experiencing that life that he paid for. He has always intended for you and I to experience the excitement and the inspiration of perpetual transformation, of change, of becoming more like him and less like the things that define us with our weakness. And this transformative experience is what it means to really walk with God on a daily basis. And it's the one that's described in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at verses 16 to 18 together. It says, "But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away," meaning the lights come on. Hope is restored in hopelessness. Sometimes we look at our future and it's veiled. It's confusing. It's hard to see. But when we come to Christ, that veil is removed, and suddenly we see the possibility that we can move into. "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So no matter what kind of bondage, what kind of traps that we have found ourselves in, God wants to move us from that place of bondage into a place of freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed or transformed into his glorious image. And so it won't be a return to the old way of doing things. It's not returning to the old. It's moving in him to something that's new. We should always be stepping into what's coming next. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." See, this was a man who was willing to risk his life to move ahead in what he believed, to keep moving forward, because he recognized that injustice and inequality were the antithesis of freedom. He knew that, and he gave his life for what he believed. His faith in God fueled his unstoppable belief in the noble cause of equality for all. Everything he did was about moving forward, moving race relations forward, leaving the terrible, vicious past of racism and hatred behind, And yet after all these years, we're still being exposed to the evil and ugly brutality of racism. See, we cannot look away. You can't pretend it's not happening. We must listen, we must learn, and we must change and allow the love of God to work in and through our lives. And in order for each of us to realize the new things that God has for us, we need to understand his heart for all men and women, not just a select group, but for all of us. The Lord has always had good things in store for his people. And he wants to bless our lives and to see each of us move forward into what he has for us next. And you can catch that and pick up the heart of God when you read scriptures like John 10:10 or 2 Corinthians 3:18. Jesus came that you would have life and that you would live it to the full. Those words have the power to reassure us when we're feeling stuck, when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling angry. And when you feel like you're losing ground sometimes, not gaining it, he is for you. And even if you've lost some ground and you're actually moving backward instead of forwards, he wants to stir up a resilience inside of you to spring back, to learn from it, to start again, to be better than we were before, to quickly recover from difficulty, from tough times, to move past it in Jesus' name and come back stronger than ever before. Wednesday, May the 27th was the scheduled historic launch of the SpaceX Crew Dragon to the International Space Station. But all of this planning, all of this work and preparation, it was canceled because of poor weather. Just in one small little weather window. This was the first crewed mission for the SpaceX Corporation and the first time that NASA astronauts have launched from the U.S. in over 9 years. It's hard to believe that much time has gone by so quickly. So much hype, so much prep, so much money, all focused on this one little moment. Now, a very important part of the training of astronauts has to do with the mental prep of dealing with confined spaces, of learning to have a sharp focus, to have patience, and most importantly, having a resilience to spring back when things don't go according to plan. Last Saturday, the mission was a success, and they completed that mission by docking with the space station, but it was the result of the resilience for the restart. New innovation, new mindsets, a new life in Christ all required that kind of intention, that kind of resilience that brings you back to your feet after you stumble and fall. And we will. We will have those times where we struggle, where things don't go according to plan. But when we have a resilience inside that is dependent and grounded on God and his love, we know his heart is to keep moving us forward, that in our weakness, his strength is perfected. So, let's not return just to normal. Who wants normal anyways? Especially if that normal was already broken and failing. Let's spring back to something that's new. Normal isn't really normal. It's just what we know. It's what we're familiar with. Faith always looks forward. It was the same resilience that Moses had in his life, that steadfast faith that he had in God to look past something as big and overwhelming as the Red Sea, to look past an impossible situation as he led the children of Israel. And many of them were complaining and whining. They wanted to go back to the normal way of things, even though that normal was broken. They were enslaved. But they said, we'd rather go back to that normal than to be dragged out here to die in the desert. And so as Pharaoh and his angry army closes in to destroy them, they stand before an angry sea that prevents them from going any further. And yet even in that moment, they would rather go back to that bondage. This is what Moses said in Exodus chapter 14, 13 to 16. It says, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me?" I love this line. Listen to this. "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." They're staring at the sea. "Tell them to go forward." Another translation, the New Living Translation, says, "Tell them to get moving, to keep moving forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." Something that nobody had ever heard of before. "And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." He made the sea into a highway on that day, and he wants to do the same for you today. Making a way where there isn't one. Maybe you look at your situation right now, whether it's your marriage, your family, your work situation, and it looks impossible. Maybe you feel like there's an army closing in on you, and what's ahead of you doesn't promise any relief. It's time for you to trust in God. Sometimes the normal that people have taken a hold of has been so dysfunctional. It's become normal to sleep away our lives, to worry, to spend too much money, to be gripped and filled with fear. What kind of normal is that? But for many, they've been feeling it so long that negative feels normal. Our culture is broken. The world is tired, and many of them are angry. Many people desperately want to go back to normal. They want to go back to Egypt, even if it's messed up. They want it back because it was familiar. But why would we ever want what's familiar if it's broken? See, the truth is, many people before the pandemic were depressed or overwhelmed. We're dealing with real emotional distress. Why would we want to return to that? See, we don't need familiarity. We don't need Egypt. We don't need that kind of bondage. We need freedom every single day. If Moses had stayed down every time he fell, he would not be the biblical all-star that he is today. You see, his resilience for the restart, his trust in the God who would keep moving him forward, earned him his spot in the Faith Hall of Fame, fighting for justice, fighting for freedom. So what can we learn from the resilience of Moses to trust God? The first thing that we need to take away from this is to forego the fear. What's the first thing he said to the people when they were filled with terror? When they wanted to just go back, what was the first thing that he said to them when they were ready to give up? Exodus 14, 13, in the first part of the verse, he says, "Do not be afraid." When you're faced with a crisis, take a deep breath and trust the principles and promises of God, and do not be afraid. I say that to you with great love. I say that to you because I say it to myself each and every day. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 says, "God has not given me a spirit of fear." So if he's not giving it to me, then send it back. We just had something that we ordered from Amazon come recently, a little fire stand that you put on your patio at night. And it lasted for about a month, and then it stopped working. Now, I could have left that thing there in its broken state just because it was comfortable for me to do so. But I had to really go out of my way to pack it up and send it back so that I could get one to replace it. Some of us have become so comfortable with the broken things in our lives that we'd rather sit next to them when they're not even working than to pack it up and to return it to the sender. The enemy has placed fear in our lives. So send it back. We didn't sign on for it. God's not given us that fear. The Bible says that he's given us power, love, and a sound mind. Let's take that. Let's walk in that. The second thing that we learn from Moses' resilience to trust God was to stand and to see. Stand and to see. You know, sometimes after you've done all that you can do to stand in faith believing, you need to keep on standing. As we restart and return to something that's new, let's return determined to recognize His presence in every part of our lives. And in the midst of whatever chaos we encounter, still yourself and see that He is a God that will still see us through. Watch what He will do when you put your trust in Him. Exodus 14:13 in the second part of that verse says, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today." So let Him do it. Let Him do it through you. And watch Him. Watch what He will do. Watch what He will do in your family, in your marriage, in your business, when you let Him do it through you. And then lastly, number three, possess your peace. Possess your peace. Take it back if you've lost it. Allow the Holy Spirit to restart that peace in your life. And allow the Lord to fight those battles that you've been struggling to overcome and struggling to win. Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Take a hold of it and go forward, God says. Today, I want to pray for each and every one of you. I want to pray that God would give you that resilience like Moses had to restart, not to go back to normal, to that broken state, but to go back to something that's new, that's fresh. God is always doing something new. He's always moving forward. That's my prayer for you. And for those of you that may be watching today that don't know Christ at all, I want you to know that there is hope in Him. And it would be my honor today to pray for you, to commit your life to Christ in this moment. This could be the most important day of your life as you commit yourself to Him. Would you bow your heads? Would you bow and pray with me today? Father, we thank You today for the assurance we have that You've not given us fear, but You've placed within us power, love, and a sound mind. I pray that You would help us to keep moving forward in our lives, to do better, to listen, to be more like You, that You would increase and we would decrease, to not return to where we were, but to see, to hear, to watch, to learn, and to change so that we, each and every one of us, that the church, that in our lives individually, we would be better. We would reflect Your image. That You would give us a resilience to start again, to keep moving forward. Even when moving forward sometimes looks messy, I pray, God, that You would help us to be committed, to walk through the chaos, to have You guide us each and every step of the way. That, Lord Jesus, the church's love for You and the people of this world, all people, would be clear and known. Today, I pray for all of you that don't know Christ. And if you want to, go ahead and raise that virtual hand at the bottom of the chat so that I can agree and pray with you, that our team can pray for you. And pray this simple prayer with me. It's not complicated. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me to restart this life You've called me to with a new hope, with a new passion to live, and to live this life to the full. Lord, I pray that hope in me would be the hope I share with others. Change me, Lord. Help me to move forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. If that's you today, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, go ahead and tell one of our team in the chat. They would love to pray with you. We'd love to get you some resources to help you on your path as you grow in God. And we're believing that no matter what's ahead, that you would look past the normal, what used to be, maybe in some ways that broken part of your life, and you would look ahead with new hope to the possibility of what's coming next, because it's going to be amazing.